So what do you think about gay marriage in the United States?
Oh, I've made so many jokes about that. I'm all for it. I'm glad it went out of three alimonies, but I'm all for it for straight gay people. I'm all for it, that they have the right to, of course, for tax. I'm completely for it. I think we should, obviously people will flip out about that, so we should campaign against, for heterosexual divorce, make that illegal. That's how we get gay marriage.
I agree with that. What do you think about the Obama administration and LGBT, the future of LGBT?
You know, here's the thing. To me, the Iraq war is more important than gay marriage the first week. I'm sorry, you know, I'll probably get hell for that, but it is to me, and I think he's doing a great job. He's trying 1,000 things. He's going to do it.
Yeah,
he's a good politician. Let him do it so it works.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a smart politician. He's not going to just do one thing to make it so everybody flips out and he loses every other thing he's trying to do. He'll know how to do it the right way, I hope.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Yeah, and it might take his second term for that to happen. But first thing he'll do is make it okay in the Army. And he should have done that yet, but you know what? He has a million, he's doing a good job. So I can't just pick one thing and say that's the only thing I care about. I care about the overall picture, which is a hell of a lot better than it was.
It is. It really is a lot better. What's it like in Canada with gay marriage being legal throughout the country?
Feels pretty good. I'm pretty proud of my country for just keeping that going. Of course, there's always forces within any country, you know, again it. And right now, if our government had a majority government, it would squash it like a bug in a second. But luckily, there are minority governments, and hopefully they'll be voted into oblivion next election altogether.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
So what do you think about Obama and LGBT rights in this country?
I have a more optimistic view, I think, than what I've been hearing in the press, and that is because I remember what he said during the gay debate. That was so exciting that they all showed up, for one thing, but, you know, when they asked him about gay marriage, which I think any thinking person, and certainly he's a thinking person, knows it's not only morally untenable to, you know, support inequality in the law. I mean, there is no cogent argument against marriage equality, so, you know, they have to come up with these weird nuances designed to coddle people's prejudice, and he's certainly guilty of that in his official position, but his job right now is to govern the country and use his popularity to pass a very ambitious agenda that is going to face a lot of resistance, both because of the partisan nature of politics right now, and also just because these are hard things to do. Reforming healthcare, you know, has been attempted for the last 50 years, and no one's been able to do it, and if they don't do it now, we're really going to be in trouble. So, you know, I'm glad he's not doing what Clinton did, or my perception of what Clinton did, which is basically fulfill the campaign promise in the most half-assed way you could imagine, never define it as a civil rights issue, and basically, you know, codify things that we are now finally maybe able to overturn, like DOMA, and that horrific Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which, you know, is the biggest waste of money in the federal government by any rational analysis. So the good thing about Obama is he just seems like a much more savvy politician than that. I have no doubt. I mean, it all comes down to the Supreme Court. Let's face it. Even gay marriage will certainly, you know, if it were in the Supreme Court now, Justice Kennedy would decide whether or not states can outlaw gay marriage. And that may happen. Or without a doubt, his Supreme Court appointments will not find that weird moral quicksand that can somehow justify marriage inequality. I mean, you can't make a cogent legal argument for it, and any thinking lawyer knows that.